share, you know, the move to Canada. But anyway, kind of that thing. Basically, the a little history of the band.
Yeah, sure. So Pat and I, the vocalist and I, we started this band in 2011. We started with the idea actually in 2010, but actually writing songs and stuff in 2011 in Toluca, Mexico. And then from there, we started getting into folk, which was something that we were always interested in. I was more into, she was always more into opera stuff, but we both wanted to add this Mexican folklore in it. So that's how we started the band, basically. Our first album was released in 2014, Songs from Anahuac. So albums, how we got here to Canada, it's interesting because we were invited to play at this one in BC, Metallica Lipstick Fest, and in 2017, and we were the headliners for that festival, and really cool. And from there, like one of the guitarists was already studying in Canada, or I would say foreign in Canada, and so I asked him if he would be interested in playing with us that show. So, and that's how everything started. We just saw a really good opportunity for our careers to being able to stay in the country, and we started doing some research about it, and that's how we decided to move to Canada. But it was basically the vocalist and myself. The rest of the band stayed in Mexico, so it has been to to continue with them. But yeah, that's where we are right now.
Well, good. Welcome to Canada. I mean, I know it's like 6 months, nevertheless. Yeah, glad that you are. I mean, not too glad that you're the way in Calgary, but you know, because here in Vancouver, glad that you're in Canada. Yeah. I see. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, you have to take opportunities when they arise, so that's good. And okay. And then yeah, Brustin, that you chose to kind of, you know, incorporate like Mexican folklore, you know, like especially from the Indian tribes, into, you know, into music and then into metal. So, and yeah, even now more than you're telling me that. Well, you said you like metal, but you know, she was kind of, well, her background was into opera and stuff. That's really, really interesting. And so how has been the response, like overall festivals and, you know, touring?
Well, it's been surprisingly good, if I'm honest with you. I think, or at least so far, I've heard and read some reviews about our album and our concept, and people seem to be like, what the heck is Mexican folk metal, right? and the thing is that we didn't really think about it like that. It was something that we just wanted to incorporate, and the truth also is that I mean, folk is always associated with the, you know, Norwegian bands or Scandinavian bands for the most part, and I think it's fair to say that we also have history on the side of the world, and yeah, with the Aztec traditions we had in Mexico, and our folklore itself as Mexicans, I think, is very rich, and there are many things to explore there. So I think people here in Canada, the very first show we played here was amazing. Like, it was such a great response. I think people didn't like that at all, because when you say metal, I understand most people think about this, you know, super hard riffs and growl time and double giggle time. I don't know, I guess we're trying to combine things that we like. It became really some sort of style that now we do, and I don't know, the response so far has been great, the world, and we're trying to get further.
No, sounds good. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know if you have been to Europe, but based on other bands' comments and yeah, based on how you mix, you know, folklore with metal, I think it will be, you know, you will be very well received over there.
Yeah, that's good thinking as well. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so this last album, when was it like released?
November 17th, a month ago. 17th.
And it's Aslan, right?
Yep.
Right. So I guess a couple of questions about that. Does the album has like a theme songs, or are the songs like kind of independent of each other of the album?
This album took us, the way we approached it is, it's basically telling a story, actual history. the first song is, it's Don Anson, for instance, and it's Mother Earth for the Aztecs. It's an instrumental song, and then from there goes to Fuego, to one of these bad omens that the Aztecs saw and experienced before the arrival of the Spaniards. It's kind of what happened in Mexico before the conquest and after the conquest. Even Cigarra is a cover that we did from Raimundo Perez y Soto, and this song metal. The reason for that is that it became kind of a tradition for us to do that with some of our folklore songs. In previous albums, we did La Bruja, which is Huapango from Veracruz. We did Llorona, which is a very popular song in Zapoteco and Spanish. And this time we decided to go ranchero, and that's how we did that song. But that song is basically representing the after of colonialism and makes us who we are as Mexicans. So yeah, I could say like it's a storytelling from before the culture that.
No, that's pretty good, man. You covered like, where are we now? You covered like 800 years of history in 60 minutes. Not memory. That's amazing. No, that's awesome. I always like to ask about albums because, you know, people sometimes, we don't know very often, you know, that is kind of a, you know, story. And then in this case, a story from history. So that's even better. In terms of the composition, like, is there a person or two or many that take care of, you know, the music versus the lyrics, or how does it work with Cabracán?
So basically, I take the most part of the composition of the songs. Let's say that I kind of write the skeleton of the song, and then everyone else adds what their instrument, how they feel on each part of the song, and we start then putting all these orchestral arrangements on it. But it's like basically I write the song, and then I'm like with the guys, like, okay, what about this riff, or what about you? Do you add a different riff in the guitar, and the guitarists do that. Patty is the one that takes care of the lyrics, and that's basically how we do it. It's same order, I'm always like anxious for writing new music, so it's for the most part my.
No, that's good. Yeah, keep the creativity going. That's always important. So that's good. Okay, and then. I guess when was the last time you had a chance to tour? Because I don't know when you got to Canada, but I guess the next tour is going to be probably a little more interesting to, you know, put together, or maybe not. I mean, less people have to come over. So
Oh yeah, that's a great challenge right now for next year. And well, next year is in a few days now, but
yes.
But yeah, and not yet. We have all the dates confirmed, and but yeah, it's gonna be way more challenging because the last tour we did in Canada, and it was hard enough because it was during winter and it was in February, so it was like super cold and super snowy everywhere. And this time, we're not planning to do Canada just yet. We're planning to move probably to other places, but yeah, it's definitely challenging to put together a band and like be rehearsed and all everything to for the shows when you have half of the band in another country. And so, but yeah, we're preparing that, and people will be able to see that. And
all right, no, that sounds good. Yeah, I know it's tricky when, you know, it's always tricky to tour and put together everything, but yeah, hopefully it will go well. I'm sure it will go well. The other question to ask was, what does Cabracán mean, and how do you came up with the name for the band?
So it's basically the Popol Vuh, the book from the Mayans. Popol Vuh is a character in the story of creation, and it's the god of earthquakes and mountains for the Mayans. So it has a different spelling. We just changed spelling, but we would perfectly with a metal band, something that has such meaning, and it just worked. We really like it. It took a while to come up with that one, but yeah, that's basically what it means. It's just imagine God.
Good. No, that's good. Yeah, it's interesting this time. I mean, in this era where internet is available, like I talked to bands, and you know, they came up with a name, you know, and it was hard for them. It took them days or weeks or months to come up with it, and then after that, they have to go and search on the internet that no other band has the same name.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I think with yours, I think, you know, it was a little not too bad. You know, how many people read the Popol Vuh and then, you know, choose the same god? So that's probably not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I think right now there are like video games and there's some stuff with that name. Yeah, this one we started the band, it was different, so.
No, that's great. That's good. Okay, so where can people find more about you guys, your music? Do you have merchandise? Like, do you have a website?
Yeah, in YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, Bandcamp, Twitter. We got the TikTok now. And our official website is cabracan.com.
Okay, which is, what is that? That is cabracan.com?
Yeah, it's cabracan.
Anyway, thank you for putting it correct. Otherwise, people would have never found you. That's good. All right. Well, anything else? Anything else you want to share, or you want to, you know, something that I missed?
No, I think just invite people. Just I just waiting for to confirm the dates, and just stay tuned for more things to come.
No, that's good. Yeah, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Whenever you have news or dates or what have you, or new songs or anything, let us know, and we'll be more than happy to you know, spread the word. And yes, and hopefully one of these days you'll come to Western Canada again, and hopefully we can meet in person.
Oh yeah, that will be cool.
Yeah, that will be great.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marco. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Antonio. Thank you.
All right.